'Tis the Season to Be Jolly includes local pubs and eateries. They bank on friends and colleagues sharing food and drink. One Milwaukee restaurateur is preparing for brisk holiday business and an experiment. Can his place dump less and compost more? We visit the restaurant on Downer Avenue, where the owner eagerly awaits the arrival of a new dumpster, larger than the two already parked outside. The two dumpsters already sitting in the alley behind John Rosetta's restaurant are each the size of a large refrigerator.
We have a two-yard dumpster for recycling. We have a two-yard dumpster for trash that goes straight to the landfill. Both of them get picked up four times a week.
Rosetto never imagined he'd be on a mission to push more waste toward composting and less into landfills.
I think a lot of restaurants, including us, don't truly have an idea of the volume that could be composted. We're excited to test this out so we understand more.
We enter the kitchen where the prep chef, Spencer Powers, is about to smoke salmon.
You haven't started compost yet? Not yet. Okay.
Rosetta points to a 5-gallon bucket, his first baby step into composting.
We just fill them with vegetable scraps and coffee grounds, and that's all we can really handle at this point.
The volunteer group, Compost Kids, picks up the buckets, 5 or 6 each week, and takes them to its compost site in Bayview. The group recently received a $10,000 grant to help it ramp up the food scraps retrieval system it has cultivated with nearly 20 restaurants. Rosetta says some of that money will fund the experiment at his place.
The pilot's going to allow us to add a commercial dumpster on our property that we wouldn't be able to probably afford that at this point, that will only take compost.
Rosetto's staff will also begin composting everything possible, including scraps satiated customers leave behind.
A lot of the waste is coming off of plates.
You might be wondering, what about the meat and fish bits and dairy products, items you're not supposed to toss into your compost bin? Rosetto says all are compostable, as long as they're deposited in the right setting. A truck will fetch his stash and transport it to a family-owned composting operation in Racine County. There, it will cook down into rich soil. Rosetto has trained the 50 people he employs to pluck out the occasional drinking straw or stray piece of silverware and then drop the rest into the appropriate bin.
We're taking a week to sit down with our staff to make sure that they know that we're going to have a container for recycling, we're going to have a container for composting and trash, and what is it?
Now all he needs is the compost dumpster.
We really feel that we can reduce our 2-yard dumpster for trash down to maybe a smaller, just a roll-off, a regular-sized garbage can. And that's what we're hoping for. But it's going to take a period of a month or so to actually measure that, because it's all a guessing game at this point.
While Rosetta will eventually know what size dumpsters he needs for trash versus compost, he also plans to gauge the cost of making a change. Right now, he spends up to $500 a month to have crews pick up the restaurant's trash and recycling. He says in order to add a third dumpster for compost, the scheme must make environmental and financial sense. If all goes well, Rosetta says he'll incorporate the new system here and at his other restaurant in the Walker's Point neighborhood. Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM.